This one reminds me of when we would go out for Chinese food, and my sister couldn't say Chinese food, so she would call it shiny shoes. And my family has called Chinese food shiny shoes for 35 years now.
So
So.
actually, I have a similar thing, which is there was a kid who couldn't spell misdemeanor, and so the teacher said spell it out, and so obviously I'm from New England, and so he spelled it MR period MEANER. And I've always that's so whenever I hear the word misdemeanor, I think of a person, misdemeanor.
That's fantastic. Hello and welcome to Curdcast, the podcast for people who like to eat cheese and possibly shiny shoes and Chinese food. And today we're going to be talking about sour and sweet or sweet and sour. But first, I'm your host, the sour one, Jen Mason, and the sweet host, as always, is my good friend Julie Faye Fan Balzer. Hello, sweet co-host.
Wow, this is the first time I've really been called sweet. It's so exciting.
Yeah, well, don't get used to it. We'll see what you're called for the next
I'll
one.
have to be on my good behavior.
Welcome, everybody. Today we are doing our sour meat sweet curd box flex tasting. So if you've never done this before, we eat through our most recent curd box. This is our curd box flex, which is nut-free, gluten-free, and vegetarian. And then we talk about the pairings, and you can eat along with us next time if you're not eating along with us now by going to curdbox.com and subscribing. And we've got a fun box. So I have been wanting to put pickles in a box for a long time, Julie. We haven't had pickles because you got to put a whole jar in, and I've been trying to find the right jar and what to put in. So I'm really excited about this. And are you a sweet and sour flavor profile fan?
Yeah, so I do like sweet and sour, although I have to tell you, I have historically not liked bread and butter pickles. If I'm hope I'm not spoiling this too much. I'm definitely like a half sour Jewish deli pickle kind of person.
Excellent. Well, I have never met a pickle I haven't liked. So I am pickle agnostic. But we'll see what you think of these. So let's get started today. We are going to start, let's see, let's start with our sea hive. So our friends here who get Curd Box Flex will recognize this as another one of our beehive cheeses. We've slowly been putting them in there because they fit in all the categories and they're a favorite of ours. So this one is rubbed with local honey and a blush pink sea salt. And it gives a very friendly cheddar a little sweet tinge, a sweet flavor. I'm just a fan of their cheddar in general, but.
It's a very nice cheddar. It's salty. It's a little bit creamy. It is, this is a total oxymoron. It's firm but soft, at the same time. It really, it's a nice one. Like if you're gonna put it on a plate, you'd be like, what is that? And I think I can tell that it's gonna pair well because I feel like it's strong, strong but flexible, as they say.
Exactly. And the blush pink sea salt comes from an ancient Utah seabed. So you're looking in a seabed right now while you eat this cheese. That doesn't sound really good, but I love this cheese. We love what Tim Walsh and Pat Ford, who are brothers-in-law, who make this cheese. It's fantastic. And the little sweetness, there are cheddars that are just inherently sweet by themselves. This one takes their normal, a nice, like you said, it's like firm but not firm. It crumbles, but it feels soft and melts sort of in your mouth. But the honey on the rind is just a little extra something special. But and this is one that everybody will love. And speaking of ones everybody will love, we can go to our next cheese, which is lamb chopper. And I love lamb chopper because on the rind of this cheese, which you can't see when you get the little piece, is a sheep on a
A
motorcycle.
lamb riding a motorcycle.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes,
I was being
it is.
funny.
No, that's exactly what it is. And it's very cute. It's a cartoon. It's not an actual lamb. This one is this is a
Oh my God.
Gouda.
I want to eat all of this cheese. It's so good. Oh my
It's
God.
so fantastic, right?
Oh
So
my God.
it's sheep's milk, so it's a little saltier than a normal Gouda. It's somewhere between it's 3 to 6 months, so it's somewhere between a young Gouda and an aged Gouda. So it's lived some life, but it's not, you know, old. I love sheep's milk cheese. It's probably if you made me choose which milk, sheep's milk is probably the one I like the best. There are cow's milk, some, you know, cow's milk cheeses I like better than some sheep's milk cheeses, but overall, if I had to pick, because I like salt, it's this one.
I do too. It's still sweet. Rich. Oh my God. Yes, sweet. Okay. And now you're going to think I'm totally insane, but does it have a slight like bubblegum taste almost in its sweetness?
I could see how you would say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Not that it actually tastes like bubblegum in like that weird sickening way, but that kind of sweetness that you taste on your tongue, the sensation of it, do you know what I mean? That's what it feels like, similar to me. And it's so, it fills your mouth with flavor. Like the tiniest piece when it goes in your mouth, it's like flavor.
Yeah. It is. It is fantastic. I love this cheese. Good. It's such a great cheese. This is made by Cypress Grove. So even though Cypress Grove is in California and that's what we have our location on, it's actually made for them in the Netherlands, exclusively for California's Cypress Grove. And we've had their cheeses in before, but this is their lamb chopper. Mm. And I'm sorry,
I cut myself such a small piece.
We could pause.
I know. I can go down to the kitchen.
Yeah,
I know. I already put that other stuff back in the fridge. And I do like it to sit out for an hour as I've been instructed.
Very good. Very good. I'm so proud of you. Okay. And our last for our three cheese trifecta in our sweetness. So lamb chopper, sweet, but sweet in a totally different way from our Sea Hive. And now we are going to San Joaquin Gold. And this is made by Fiscalini Cheese. So this is funny. They were trying to make a Fontina, but they accidentally created a firmer, more cheddar-like cheese. But it's kind of a cross between a cheddar and a Parmigiano.
I can totally see that. It has so many crystals in it. And I love little crystals.
Also, nutty, salty, sweet.
I'm going to tell you a I Am Slightly Stupid story, which is it was so shiny when I took it out of the package that I was convinced there was plastic wrapped around it. And I like pulled at the edges of the cheese for at least a full minute before I was like, Julie, there is no plastic on this shiny cheese. It's just shiny cheese. Just cut it.
And so part of the reason is, and you know, all the cheeses go into the cryovac. And but for those of you who are playing along, a trick to having the very best tasting cheese, which Julie may not have done, but it's to take like a chef's knife, something that's got a nice, a big long knife, but a flat surface, not a serrated one, and just scrape off the edge of the surface of your cheese very lightly. You don't need to take a lot off, just so that shine goes away. And this is especially important when you're getting grocery store cheeses that have been wrapped in plastic for a very long time. Our boxes are wrapped just before we ship them. But there are sometimes you can get them from the grocery store that have been like that for a month. And it will start to get the taste of plastic. So just give that a little tiny scrape off. And so it looks like, it'll look like a freshly cut piece of cheese after that. It'll be very matte. You'll have the perfect piece of cheese after that.
I didn't know that. So, that's a good tip. Yeah. I'm gonna have to remember that.
Excellent. So this one's got a totally different taste. This one is a little more savory, but still has that sweetness in it, but in an entirely different way, I think. So
it definitely has that like intensely flavored way that Parmesan does. Like there's a reason that most of us don't eat like a hunk of Parmesan because it really hits you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And this one is a raw milk cheese. This one's older too. So you were talking about the crystals. So those are tyrosine crystals. And they come from aging cheese. This is a 12 to 16 month cheese. So they'll send it out just right around 12 months. And depending where you are, where you get it, when it comes to you, it'll be in the 12 to 16 month range. And it's coming from Modesto, California. And Fiscalini takes like incredibly good care of their cows. They're very much a happy cow kind of place. and they take care of it from start to finish. So a beautiful, beautiful cheese. If you ever have the opportunity to see, try a Fiscalini cheeses, they have a bunch of different kinds. We've featured a bunch of different kinds. I highly recommend it. So we obviously do not have a sour cheese, which would, I mean, we could pull it off. There are definitely cheeses that, especially younger cheeses, that have a sour creamy kind of taste, but we wanted to stick with pickles being our sour. But let's start with our, let's start out a little more, one more sweet, and let's try our pepitas, our maple pepitas. These are
beautiful to look at first. I have to say that. Like, they're just gorgeous. Nice, they have a shiny black outside, but it has that kind of aged look where little bits of the black have chipped away. Like, it's just, it has that, they're distressed. They look beautiful.
So these are coming from Stony Brook in New York. They use a New York maple syrup. This, the company actually makes oils too. They're the only, or one of the very few producers in the U.S. that's, using domestically grown seeds, and they're the only company in the U.S. producing a culinary cooking oil from vegetable seed waste. So collecting their seeds and making a beautiful product.
They're beautiful.
So good. And you get that nuttiness on a cheese board without having to have nuts. And, you know, we have a lot of people, this flex is for people who can't eat nuts, people who can't eat gluten, people who don't or can't eat meat or want vegetarian. And we get people who are vegetarians who say, oh, but I want gluten and oh, but I want nuts. And the thing is we put together a plate that you don't miss those things. So you never feel like I'm eating the gluten-free box. You're still having things that offer those same texture, taste, feeling, and nuts. We just find other ways to do it. So unlike a box that our collection that might be just, we just left it off the plate so you wouldn't eat it, we find ways to put it in there.
The pepitas definitely have that nut-like thing to them where they have that crunch. They're like the right size and shape. Like I would totally like it be like, oh, there's your nut, your pepita, even though I now recognize not a nut.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so let's skip over to our water crackers. So these are some of the most
big,
beautiful crackers. They're big, beautiful. And I think like this is something that's missing in the whole like gluten-free world. And let's be honest, what you could get gluten-free even 5 years ago and what you can get now is so amazing. So these guys are made by our friends at the Fine Cheese Co. And they're baked by toasting them under flame. So if you like look at those of you who are watching this on our video, like they toast it with a flame. You can see the like little toasty brown parts. So it cooks quick. And that toast, it's funny because we've got the toasted nutty taste sort of in the pepitas, then in the cracker. And I think you get a little nuttiness in that last of the three cheeses we had. So we probably could have called this sour, meat, sweet, and nutty, but we didn't.
This is so first of all, if I see gluten-free on almost anything, I'm running the other way. Because normally I expect that like the flavor isn't good or the texture is off or something like that. That said, I have been wrong many times, and this is a good example of that. This is a really like hearty cracker is the best way that I can think to describe it. Like, it is thin and it is crispy and is all that other stuff, but it also has substance. It feels substantial when you're eating it, not just like size wise, but it like doesn't feel like it disappears like a potato chip. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It has substance and weight and flavor, and it's actually quite delicious.
Yeah, they're very good. And when we put crackers in boxes, so, you know, we have our two subscription boxes, one with gluten, nuts, and non-vegetarian, and one that is. And when we put crackers in, we are either looking for the perfect cheese board cracker, which is flavorful, but not, but lets everything you're going to put on it shine. So I don't want to say, but tastes like nothing, but is neutral. So neutral is a really important thing. It doesn't mean lacks flavor. Like if you've ever eaten something that really needed to be salted, like somebody forgot to put the salt in.
This does not tell, need
right?
Any right? Of that.
This doesn't need anything. but it holds its own weight. It also is nice and sturdy enough that if you had a cheese dip or a spread, it wouldn't break. And you could take a bite of it and it wouldn't break into 17 pieces. You know, it is a really good cracker. The other kind of crackers we do are crackers that add to the theme. So if we, you know, are doing a spicy box, we could do a spicy cracker or something, but we're really particular about what we put in into our box. And this is like the ultimate in a neutral cracker that just comes to the table with everything you want. You don't want it to just not be there. You want to, you know, enjoy eating it. If you're going to put the calories in, you want to enjoy it, but it doesn't take away anything. It only elevates everything you're going to put with it. So now it's time to check out our pickles. So our adding our sour. Now, these are actually, because they're pickles, they're sweet, and these are this type of pickle. Ooh, nice kick in the back of my throat. It has the texture of a bread and butter pickle, but it is not shy. The vinegar kick on it is really nice. These are honey sweet stackers by Yeehaw Pickles.
Another you have to say it that way.
You do. It's just like, it doesn't come out. I could try to say it without it. Another Utah products. We have a Utah cheese and a Utah pickle in this box. And it's made with Rocky Mountain wildflower honey. And it still has a nice crunch to it still, depending if you like killed them as you were taking out of the jar like I did.
It's very relishy is the best way that I can think to describe it. And like, sometimes I find that my expectation when I bite into a pickle is that it's going to be sour. I just like, I see it and it's going to be sour. Yep. So sometimes when I get a bread and butter pickle, I'm like, whoop, something's wrong with this. It doesn't taste how I expected, you know? This is a nice sort of mix to me. It still has the kick of the vinegar. You're right. The sweetness is not too sweet. It's just almost like this is a pickle for people who don't like a lot of vinegar is almost the way that I would put it. Yeah. Instead of being like a sugared pickle.
These would be so good on a sandwich too. These would just be really, really nice. You know, when you're like making a turkey sandwich, you're like, I'm so boring. This is a turkey sandwich. What it could really use is some nice pickles and a mustard and just,
it would be more than just a turkey sandwich. By the way, all the little, so I was going to say, that's totally in there.
Exactly. Exactly. So beautiful. So, yeah, so that's our sweet and sour. Like, we really have one sour that's going to play up all the nice things here. But this is a really nice balanced box, if I do say so myself, in that you kind of enjoy it without it screaming at you. It's not, you know, you could just have people over and just enjoy it. Nobody's going to be like, oh, what a sweet and sour box that is. No, it's just letting you guys look at how you can take a couple flavor profiles and put together something. And our other flavor profiles, Julie, I'll let you go start trying, you know, matching things up, but I'll tell people, you know, we pair things with six flavor profiles: sweet, sour, salty, spicy, nutty, and umami. You're going to get your nutty in the flex box from things like seeds or popcorn, which are also seeds as well, but this is looking at two of those together. So you could take any two of those and put together a cheese board that's going to sort of rock it. Okay, what'd you try first?
This is definitely a really good snacky mixy box where you just kind of like throw stuff in your mouth and it doesn't matter. So I've tried two combos. The first is I tried the Sea Hive with the pickle because I figured both from Utah, right? There's the Utah pink salt. And that was really good. It just felt like the salt kicked in from the Sea Hive, do you know what I mean? And added a little bit of creaminess to the situation. Then I tried the Lamb Chopper with the pepitas, and that was nice because I felt like the nuttiness of the pepitas took the Lamb Chopper, which was great, and just made it even more sort of interesting, added depth. Now I've got to go San Joaquin Gold with the cracker because that's, you know, the next combo.
But you're right. You could just sort of go round and round. And round your plate and never stop with this. This one's really fun. And
pickles for everyone.
I hope people learn, you know, what can you learn from this box? One, look for really great crackers, and they don't have to be, you know, they don't have to be the loudest kind of cracker you have. You want something sturdy and hearty and to hold up, but also be neutral, so it doesn't matter what we eat with it. Think about what flavor profiles you wanna look at. I mean, you could do all of those flavor profiles together. It would be a bigger board, and it would be lovely. But you know, it's a well curated dish, plate, board, cheese board. You know, you kind of don't even realize why you just enjoyed it so much, but it's because you, everything just sort of flows together. So, so looking also at the flavor profiles, and just, you know, trying new cheeses. So pick out a cheese. If you can go to a cheesemonger, a place where you can try the cheese, taste the cheese and think of what it reminds you of. Is it sweet? Do you want to like bounce salty off of that? So then you could go get you can get pretzels and popcorn and stuff to pair with it. You just play. That's all we're doing every time. I've got the best job in the world because I get to pick out fun foods like this for you guys to try. And it's always fun to share them with Julie. So,
well, I have the best job because I have to do nothing and then I just get to eat it. So that
you just
seems
get
like
to show up, showing up. You know, that's
the hardest thing I've done all day.
Do you have your favorite pairing? What would you say is your favorite?
So here's the funny thing about this plate. It keeps changing. Like every time I put a cheese in my mouth, I'm like, no, I thought this was my favorite and I changed my mind. And then I'm like, no, it's this one. And part of it is because like I had some of the San Joaquin with the pickle and then I was like, okay, no, the San Joaquin is my favorite. But then I went back to the Sea Hive and I was like, oh, but the creaminess of the Sea Hive. And then I had the lamb chopper and I was like, oh wait, but remember how good that is too. So now I'm just confused and I clearly have to just keep eating.
Just keep doing it. Well, excellent. If anybody wants to check in on Julie, you can find her at What Julie Ate. You can find our friends at Sea Hive Cheese at Beehive Cheese. Lamb Chopper, find all about the lamb on the motorcycle and all its good friends at Cypress Grovers. At Fiscalini Farmstead is where you can find more about San Joaquin Gold and everything they do for their cows there. Stony Brook Farms is at Stony Brook Oils, so you can check out their oils they make as well. Water crackers are made by at The Fine Cheese Co. and are at Yeehaw Pickles. That's where you can find out more about everything they make at Yeehaw. You can follow us at Curdbox or get your next box at curdbox.com and you can eat along with Julie and I. And until then, Julie, have a great week and we'll see you next month on Curdcast.
Bye.
Bye.